to News Kids.
I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And together we're presenting this weekly podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each week we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and arts.
Hello everyone, this is Zara. This week we'll be talking about British Science Week and the fallout from the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's interview with Oprah Winfrey. We will also be talking about Mother's Day and a major scientific discovery found on a driveway in the UK. Finally, as always, we'll be bringing you the latest news on the pandemic. This week, it was British Science Week. Each year, the British Science Association runs a 10-day celebration of science, technology, engineering and maths called British Science Week. And this year, it took place between the 5th and 14th of March. People from all over the UK take part in events and activities to develop their skills in these areas. This year, the theme was Innovating for the Future. There were lots of ways to mark this week, and children were encouraged to download the free British Science Week activity pack from the British Science Week website. There was a poster competition run by British Science Week to encourage children to get creative and make a poster about this year's theme. If you attend a school in the UK, you can still enter, as the deadline for submission is the 30th of April 2021. A Smashing Stereotypes campaign is also being run to encourage STEM employees and researchers to share stories about their day-to-day work and highlight how diverse the STEM workforce is, the extent of jobs and careers available, and that scientists are just like everyone else. Not just people who resemble Albert Einstein. The Queen celebrated British Science Week too with a video call with scientists and school children. She recalled meeting the first man in space. When asked about what he was like, the Queen replied, "Russian." Once everyone stopped laughing, she continued, "He didn't speak English, but no, he was fascinating." I think this year British Science Week is particularly interesting as it has been science and scientists taking centre stage throughout the fight against coronavirus, and it's so important to celebrate them and science.
Hi, it's Rose here. Last week, Zara told us all about the recent interview that Harry and Meghan, the Duke and the Duchess of Sussex, did with the American TV presenter Oprah Winfrey. The interview was very shocking as Harry and Meghan spoke openly about their personal lives and discussed a range of important topics, including mental health, racism, their relationship with the media, and with the royal family, including why they decided to step away from their royal roles and move to America. Meghan spoke about the impact being a part of the royal family had on her mental health. She revealed she started to feel lonely after she joined the family and felt that she lost her freedom. One of the biggest allegations that came out of the interview were around conversations within the royal family about how dark the skin of Meghan and Harry's first baby, Archie, might be. Well, over the past week, repercussions from the interview continued. Pressure had been growing on the royal family to respond to what Meghan and Harry had said. A few days after the interview, an official statement from the palace was released. The statement said, "Harry, Meghan and Archie will always be much loved family members. The whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Harry and Meghan. The issues raised, particularly that of race, are concerning. While some recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately." Traditionally, the royal family don't get involved in responding to the news, so the fact that they have now responded shows how serious the allegations are. The royal family have also said they will arrange an independent investigation into recent allegations of bullying against the Duchess of Sussex, which were reported in a UK newspaper before the interview. Then, a well-known TV presenter in England called Piers Morgan resigned from his job after he told viewers on his breakfast TV show that he didn't believe Meghan's side of the story. Then at a royal visit this week to a school in East London, Prince William was asked by a reporter, "Is the royal family a racist family, sir?" He responded by saying, "We're very much not a racist family. and also said that he had not spoken to his brother yet about the interview. I really hope that they are able to speak soon and rebuild their relationship. It is very sad to hear about so much unhappiness in one family.
Hello, this is Isa. This week, on the 14th of March, it was Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a very, very special day. It honours mothers and it is celebrated in lots of countries, although sometimes different dates. So, where did this tradition of Mother's Day come from? Well, during the Middle Ages in the UK, the custom developed of allowing people who had moved away from where they grew up to come back home to visit their home churches and their mothers on the fourth Sunday of the Christian festival of Lent. This became Mothering Sunday. As the dates of Lent vary every year, so does the date of Mother's Day or Mothering Sunday. In the US, the date does not change and Mother's Day is celebrated on the second Sunday of May. It all started when a woman called Anna Jarvis held a small memorial service for her own mother on the 12th of May, 1907. Lots of places in America then started observing the day, and in 1914, the US president made it a national holiday. Anna's motto for Mother's Day was, "For the best mother who ever lived, your mother." So, what did you do to celebrate Mother's Day? I made a special card for my mum, and I wrote her a poem.
Hi, it's Laurie here. The BBC reported an exciting scientific discovery last week. After a householder in the Cotswolds discovered a rare fragment of a meteorite on their driveway. Several rocky pieces have been recovered, resulting from the fireball that lit up the sky above southern England just over a week ago. When a meteorite travels through the Earth's atmosphere, scientists knew the rock fragments must be in the Cotswolds area, as their cameras had recorded the meteorite's journey. In fact, they came down in the Winscombe area of Gloucestershire. The first thing the Wilcock family knew about it was when they heard a dull thud outside their house. On the night of Sunday 28 February, after noticing a pile of charred stone on their driveway, the family alerted experts who came to verify the rock as a rare type of carbonaceous chondrite. A stony material that retains unaltered chemistry from the formation of our solar system 4.6 billion years ago. Other members of the public have since come forward with their own finds. It's 30 years since meteorite material was last retrieved in the UK. Dr. Ashley King from London Natural History Museum said nothing like it has ever been recorded in the UK before. The Wilcock family have donated the meteorite remains to the National Collection held by the Natural History Museum in London.
Hello, this is Zara with an update on the coronavirus pandemic. This week, the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, also known as the CDC, announced that fully vaccinated Americans can return to having a bit more of a normal life by being able to visit with other vaccinated people and some unvaccinated people. Over 30 million Americans have been fully vaccinated so far, and people are considered to be protected 2 weeks after they take the final dose of the vaccine. According to the new CDC guidelines, fully vaccinated Americans can now meet indoors with other fully vaccinated people without masks or social distancing, and meet indoors with unvaccinated people from a single household if they are at low risk for severe illness from the virus. They can also skip testing or quarantine when exposed to COVID-19 unless symptoms appear. However, everyone should avoid non-essential travel and large crowds and continue to wear face coverings and maintain social distance in public. The CDC also said that there was still a risk that vaccinated people could spread the disease to the unvaccinated, as there is little data on this. In other COVID news, the World Health Organization approved the emergency listing of Johnson & Johnson, as did the European Medicines Agency. The Director General of the WHO said, "Every new safe and effective tool against COVID-19 is another step closer to controlling the pandemic." It hasn't all been good news, though. The Italian Prime Minister warned of a new wave of the outbreak as shops, restaurants and schools were to be closed across a lot of Italy. The country has reported more than 100,000 COVID-related deaths, which is the second highest number in Europe after the UK. Italy's vaccination campaign has also been hit by delays. Meanwhile, in Brazil, there have been more than 2,000 COVID-related deaths in a single day for the first time, and infection rates have been soaring. It all goes to show that whilst there has been lots of progress and there is lots of hope that eventually we'll be able to return to some sort of normalcy, we are not there yet, and everyone should continue to be careful and follow government and medical advice.
That's all for this week. I hope you enjoyed our show, and thank you for listening.